Cherry Pop reads, On Growing Roommate, written by SGA. Your roommate's growth began one evening as she was sitting across the table from you, scrolling on her phone. When, all of a sudden... The noise makes you look up, and Alex meets your eyes.
Sorry, that was... Oh, wow. It's not stopping. I'm really growing.
Alex had been pretty short for her age, but now as he watched her head began to rise upwards and her once flat chest seemed to pad outwards. Was she smiling? You watched the incredible display as Alex's body continued to swell for another few seconds, her t-shirt being stretched as her height extended taller and breasts began to pull, until the process seemed to come to an unexpected stop.
Whew! That was way more intense than I was expecting.
She then glanced up from her own body to see you across the table.
Oh, sorry. Guess I never told you. The doctor said that the reason I was so short was that my growth hormones didn't kick in, but they gave me some medicine that should jumpstart my body into making them. I just didn't think it'd be this, like, crazy.
Soon, the subject changed to other things, and you figured the event was behind you. But in fact, Alex's growth had only just begun. All her clothes appeared strained on her slightly bigger body. But when her next growth spurt arrived the next day, things were about to change.
Oh, wow. Again? Awesome.
You watch as Alex's body lying casually on the couch begins to extend taller once more, and her breasts too bulge out a bit bigger. Her straining t-shirt is pushed further and further up her body, as her shorts are stretched thinner and thinner on her longer legs, until at last they tear up one side. Her t-shirt lasts about another 30 seconds, but as Alex's body continues to swell, it too gets torn away. Her panties, visible for a few moments, appearing more like a thong at this point, also snap away, and she's left entirely naked as she lies on the couch, her breasts now visible as a firm B-cup.
Woo! That was epic. I hope you're not staring too much.
Covering her nipples with her hands, her face turning red, Alex got up and briskly ran into her bedroom. An hour or so later, she opened the door and poked her head out.
Hey, do you have, like, a t-shirt and some shorts I can borrow? None of my stuff fits me anymore, so... I should really go buy some bigger clothes.
Your clothes were still a little baggy on her, but they fitted better than you'd have expected, her latest growth leaving her just a little shorter than you. They were enough for her to buy a new selection of clothing anyway, and she bought some larger clothes as well, under the assumption that her growth still wasn't over. Her assumption proved to be right. You didn't see her next growth spurt, but you could hear it happening through the walls of her bedroom later that same day.
Oh man, already? Yeah, time to get even bigger.
From her previous spurts, you could only imagine her body swelling even taller, and her breasts swelling out bigger at that exact moment. The moans continued to come out, one after another, each one surely making her bigger and bigger. Around a minute later, her growth did thankfully stop, and she stepped out through the door.
Hey! Oh, I can't believe it! I'm taller than you!
In some of her newly bought larger clothes that were already straining, you could look up at her face now. She was indeed about 2 to 3 inches taller than you, and grinned down at you.
I never expected I'd get this big. But actually, I hope I get even bigger now. I'd love to see everything keep getting smaller around me. Actually, I wonder how tall I'm going to get. The doctor never really said anything, so I just assumed, but bigger is better, so I'm excited to grow again now. Though I don't have much hope for these clothes anymore. We'll see how long they last, I guess. It turned out that they only lasted till the next morning, when Alex's next growth spurt happened.
Yes, here I go again. Every single time, this feels so good. Awesome.
Once more, Alex's height began to pulse taller, and her breasts padded outwards dramatically. Her C-cup tits were quickly approaching D's as her head rose upwards. The expansion was incredible to witness, and her clothes had no chance of keeping up.
Oh dear, I think I'm gonna give up on clothes, at least for the moment. You don't mind, do you?
Alex was now a firm head taller than him, and her breasts were clear double D's and still swelling out bigger. She made no effort to hide the joy on her face as her body was racked by pleasure from her huge growth spurt. She stretched upwards as her growth continued, not even attempting to hide her gorgeous nude body. And you couldn't help but stare as her growth continued. As with all the others, this spurt did eventually end with Alex's E-cup tits hanging over you, your eyes just below her nipples.
Whew! Now that was great! Look at these things! They got huge!
Alex grabbed and felt both tits eagerly, letting the flesh run through her fingers.
Oh, wow. And I'm sure they'll just keep getting bigger as long as I do. Anyway, I'm going to go see something.
Alex disappeared into her room for about half an hour before re-emerging.
Yep, I'm afraid I've completely outgrown literally all of my new clothes. So, I'm just gonna have to show off more than I would do these days. Oh, you don't mind grabbing me some food while you're out, do you? I'm gonna have to camp out here for a while. Not really gonna be able to go out like this. If any of our friends ask, just say I'm sick or something. This'll be our little secret, okay?
She grinned at you. It was going to be weird living with a naked girl. Especially one that couldn't even wait until lunchtime to have another growth spurt.
Oh my gosh, already? But I'm not complaining. I'm all for growing even bigger.
Her growth began once more, already being much taller than you.
Yes.
You could only watch as she joyfully spurted even bigger. You and her had both noticed that her growth spurts had been speeding up, getting closer together, and also seemingly becoming more intense. Her previous growth spurts had increased her breasts by 3 cup sizes, but this one seemed to be aiming to top that by an increase all the way up to enormous H-cups. Her height, too, gained a massive boost, leaving your eyes only a couple of inches above her belly button.
Oh man, I really am getting pretty huge. Any more of these and my head will be up against the ceiling. Though, I don't think we'll need to wait too long.
She was right, of course. Only a couple of hours after lunch, Alex began on yet another growth spurt.
Yep, they really must be getting faster and faster. Yeah, keep growing.
The familiar sensation began to flow through her once again as he watched Alex's huge body begin to surge even larger. She lifted her arm up to lay her palm flat on the ceiling and watched with joy as her head was brought closer and closer to it with each and every surge. Her massive breasts too were also swelling out, though this time they were swelling a little slower. In exchange, her butt too seemed to be padding out as well, and her waist was widening a little.
Oh, I guess it's time to sit down. There. Man, these tits are huge. Look at them grow. Oh, wow.
Her incredible swelling continued for at least another minute, with surge after surge of growth passing through her. She was already at least twice your height, but her body began to just feel ridiculously huge. It took up so much of your vision as you looked at her that she looked unnaturally big around the furniture of the room. However, at last, her latest growth did come to a stop.
Oh man, that one was epic! Guess I'm stuck sitting down or crouching now, though, huh? Still, I don't feel like I'm going to stop growing anytime soon. I'm already excited for the next one, aren't you?
Hey, that's the end of the audiobook. Did you enjoy it? If you did, why not give it a 5-star rating on Gumroad so others can enjoy it too? It'd really help me out and I'd really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Have a great day.